Hi, Lindsay Armstrong. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Dusty the ex-waiter.
Bienvenidos, Fook.
We had a bit of a, I like the international flavor.
Spice.
We had a moment with our intern, Marissa, yesterday. Marissa comes in like she's barely, like she works around the radio station. Mm-hmm. She does stuff to get her credit at the U of U. But she comes in with us just basically sort of like an hour once a week.
Right.
And she does nothing. But that's not entirely her fault because she's with us for such a short period of time. She just kind of rolls into the studio mm-hmm. and is like, what's up? And mm-hmm. we're like, what's up?
She's shadowing, really.
Right.
It's supposed to be the point. But
she's supposed to get an idea of the industry.
Right.
However, she has said, and it was promised to her, if we need her to do something, we can do it. We've done some videos with her and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But yesterday we asked her a pretty simple task. We thought there was a meeting going on in the conference room. They had bagels. It would have been sort of rude to go in and get the bagels while the meeting was going on. It was mm-hmm. one of those things where they put out bagels and we were supposed to get them before the meeting started and eat, and then they would do business and
right.
whatever. Then people scavenge for the bagels afterwards. Well, because we're on the air, we couldn't do any of that. And we asked Marissa if she would go in while the meeting was going on and get us bagels. Mm-hmm. It was not going to be the most comfortable situation, granted. However, we thought this was a pretty standard intern-type request.
Yes.
Yeah. I've gone to get lunch a lot of times on internships and stuff. So yeah.
Marissa was having absolutely none of it. Never even considered it.
Tub of schmear.
One must
oh, yeah.
not.
Drag intern, a tub of
schmear. I have like even more to... You lose. Not
no,
lose,
that's
but
the,
I have
yes, that's why you're going to do it.
Prove no. myself.
Yeah, but you can't get fired. And we can yeah. if we ruin the
bottom
corporate
line.
Meeting
Marissa,
or whatever the heck it is.
This is your denouement.
Oh,
it's your calling.
This is your watershed
come
moment
on,
right
Marissa.
Here.
I
can't.
Okay. Come on.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
No, you can.
Marissa, we're not exactly saying that you have a
it
choice.
It's really intimidating in there, you guys.
Yes, exactly.
I know. That's why you're going to do it.
I can just do that?
Yeah, you just go in.
You guys?
Just nonchalantly walk in, just grab bagels, no big deal, and then just walk out. They won't even realize. They'll be like, wait, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Not so sure about that.
Oh, come
that.
On.
We're waiting, Marissa. She never moved.
Oh. And she didn't even seem like she
didn't
was...
even pretend to move. No. She was just like, yeah, nope. Mm-hmm.
Didn't even pretend. Didn't even give us the respect of kind of like... and like to walk and then like peer in mm-hmm. the room to then go, oh, this is too weird.
That's right.
You know, to concoct something just to placate us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is what happened when we came back on the air. And Marissa did this. She was eating her breakfast, just going, uh-huh. Her chair, never, no motion
she didn't even
to get off the swivel chair at all. No, not only that, she answered a phone call when we were on the air.
She did. Yes. She's like, excuse me, hello. I like pull her microphone away from her so she's not talking on the
guys.
Phone. On the thing.
I like then that she told us, just grab something on your way out the door, guys.
Yeah,
she told us to pack a lunch.
giving us advice.
I don't want you to be hungry while you're trying to do your show.
I know. That's why we were asking you to go get us the bagels.
Right.
That's exactly it. She actually, we went on the air. She just picked up her phone and started talking when the mics were on.
I know. That blew me away. She was just like, hello? And I just grabbed her mic really quickly away from her.
I saw that.
You can't
swung
do
it
that.
Out of the way.
It was, I mean, it was getting worse and worse. Her just not even, like, it was kind of funny she didn't get the bagels, right? And then she answered the phone call in the air, and she kept eating her breakfast, and her breakfast particularly annoyed me. It was like little tiny crunchy breadsticks dipped in Nutella.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Those to-go Nutella packs. That bothers you, Fook?
Is it a to-go Nutella pack? Because she had a full-size thing of Nutella, I
no.
thought.
No, it's
no,
the
she
little
has them
snack
all the time.
Packs, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like yeah that's right. No, that's not a proper breakfast, A.
No, that's
B,
true.
I mean, that is like the most, I don't know, PR, fancy-pantsy breakfast you can possibly have. Little tiny breadsticks of Nutella. Please. And it got even more ridiculous. She made a phone call while she was in here.
Yes.
Hi, could you transfer me to the Lancome counter, please?
The Lancome counter.
Thank you. You too. Oh my gosh.
Like, is this happening after everything we've discussed this morning?
Oh my gosh.
wondering if you guys are in Gift right now.
My color's about to change this weekend, so I need a darker shade.
In the winter and the summer, your skin color changes, and so you need makeup to match it.
Okay, now why do you think now was the appropriate time to make that phone call?
I asked you.
I mean, it's a serious question.
Because she says she's going to Vegas this weekend, and so she's going to get tan.
Yeah, no, but I mean specifically right now during the show to make the makeup phone call. Intern Marissa, why was this the time? Was this the only time you could find during the day?
No. But we were just chilling. You guys are my friends. I felt comfortable.
That's great that she feels comfortable with us.
Right.
But I mean, at that point, after everything that we had discussed with her and pretty much just sort of accused her of not doing anything for her to make the phone call, I thought that was very bold.
I give her credit for being very bold. Absolutely.
She called the makeup counter at Nordstrom.
She's like, excuse me, I need to call Nordstrom real quick. And what?
It's almost like we sort of weren't here.
Yeah.
You know, or doing anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of mine asked me if that was, they were like, wait, was that real? I'm like, how could anybody come up with that? Possibly. Like, my jaw was just on the floor the whole time, pretty much.
All right, so what we ask you, based on all this evidence that we had, what is the proper name? Because we never named Marissa. We never gave her a proper intern name. Like, that's just her name. She's a 20-year-old, very beautiful student at
she's
the U of
gorgeous,
U.
Yeah.
I don't think that she's correct that your skin color changes in the winter.
No, it's true.
Sure,
it's
it
a
does.
Thing. When you're out in the sun, it gets dark.
Whether you're tan or not, you
yes.
mean.
Yes. Oh,
exactly.
Okay. Yes, she doesn't mean
that's
like
fine.
A combination.
So, ladies, you have to think about that.
She needs her
makeup to match
her tan.
Right. Yes.
All
exactly.
Right. It sounds bad when you put it like that.
Yes,
but
it's falling on deaf ears for me. All right, so I thought that this was so millennial to me, that hashtag millennial, a good name for her. Either that or Marissa Kardashian. But I'm also open to suggestion. Do you have a suggestion for our very apathetic, self-absorbed, sort of tone-deaf intern's name? 801-570-1019. Call or text.